How's it going, everybody? Just checking in. It's the end of the last day of PAX. We have con depression. Oh, well. It was a good time. Very good time. Got some interviews lined up for the podcast coming up. That'll be good. Checked out some stuff. There'll be some videos posted up on the webpage later today. So, sometime soon. Just got to get a little bit of editing done. Nothing major. But we just got out of the Gearbox panel. That was a good time. Revealed some new stuff for Borderlands and Colonial Marines. Never before seen trailer for Colonial Marines. Cannot wait. And we saw a DLC character that's going to be coming out for Borderlands 2. Probably within, they said 60 to 90 days after release. And if you pre-order, you will get that character for free. So, yeah. It's called the Mechromancer.
So if you want to romance mechs, you're good to go. Yeah.
So you'll be able to bring up a death robot called Death Trap, which looks fucking amazing. So I can't wait for that one because I love pets and I miss necromancers and robots plus Borderlands plus necromancers means good for me. So what do you think about everything, Craig?
I love the crap out of the show. It was a good time. I don't know. I wasn't as interested in like specific things beforehand. Like, you know, I was totally up for Tor a year ago, and so I was pumped to go see that. A couple of things. Yeah, it's a good idea. So, you know, I kind of had to scope out some things I was somewhat interested in, look at stuff. So, you know, but I was really surprised by some good indie games, some stuff I knew, like Runner 2, and there was this game called Migikuri. I can't say it right. Anyway, it was like this weird like four-dimensional puzzle. Oh, sorry, not close enough. This weird four-dimensional puzzle game, and I can't even begin to describe it, but it was really, really cool. But, you know, I went to see Max Payne 3, and I really didn't have a whole lot, you know, of knowledge. I've never played any of the Max Payne games. It was a great freaking game. I went to see some awesome panels, too, including the one we just came out of with Gearbox, and there was the one with the BioWare panel, which was really cool. They were talking about a bunch of stuff. And all in all, it was a hell of a good time. It's great to be here and hang out with a bunch of guys. Got to sit and talk in lines with guys, you know, people I'll never see again. Just talk games, and it's so much fun. So,
yep. Yeah. I mean, PAX is all about the community, and you know, it's great to be able to get out here and actually meet with some of these folks and just share that passion. You know, so you know, it's a good time. I ended up checking out this game called Loadout over in the indie game section, which I think everybody should keep an eye on. They do have a Twitter feed. The Twitter name is @Loadout. Go follow them. It's a third-person shooter, kind of generic game types at this point. It was just like point capture that we played. But the hook is every weapon is completely customizable. I mean, you start out with like a basic frame, and before you do anything, you make your weapon. You can select like healing bullets, or you can have like a pulse beam, or you can have, you know, standard bullets, or you can have, and you can set it up to do like pulse fire, or full auto, or a stream, or whatever. You can change your clip size. You can change the round of bullet, you know, the caliber of bullet you've got in there. You can change the stock. You can change the barrel extension. You can go silenced or whatever. A lot of customization there, and it was really, really fun. It was already looking really super polished. I'm hoping to have them on the podcast here soon. That game, everybody should keep an eye on Loadout. Anything else you saw that surprised you?
At the Mass Effect panel, when the Samara people stood up, the cosplayers, and it turned out the one was actually the face model for Samara, and she was dressed up like Samara. I mean, she was, you know, BioWare actually had her at their booth and stuff, so, you know, she was part of that. But it was just really cool to kind of see sort of somebody that's just see like somebody that's actually part of creating the game, that's not really like a dev or a programmer or somebody, like, you know, kind of come in and get excited about games and stuff too. So that was probably the coolest thing.
Well, there we go. All right, folks, we'll talk to you soon. We've got some podcast stuff we need to get done, and we'll hopefully take care of that pretty quick. This next week we got to do our big Mass Effect 3 show, and we'll see how that goes. So everybody, have fun, play some games, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
See ya.
Hold on.